It was his pride, not his vanity, for the two were not one in the same. A dance, a meeting, words exchanged. It was his pride, I suppose, that got in the way. Two chess pieces moving against a checkered floor. Just a dance, just a ball, nothing more. Poetry for love is quite horrible. I propose a dance to ignite affections, but only if one's partner is barely tolerable. We moved, we spoke, we were introduced again and again. Lord, I detested him the most. It was his pride, I suppose, that got in the way. His pride. His pride that mortified my own. From an exchange of words to an exchange of steps, we moved across the dance hall, the music, the couples. The words unfortunately spoken aloud by her overbearing mother. But it was not his pride that got in the way of a second chance. It was his fullness, his unwillingness to give a second chance, let alone a second glance. We moved on through dances, through seasons, through dinners and card games. But my own were the reasons that his advances were defeated. How could I stand a man who lived life in such shadow? We moved through engagement, failed and fulfilled, but never our own. And I suppose it was my own pride that got in the way. His love chose me, but my pride was too strong. It was a blinding light, my pride was, a light that broke the darkest corners. And with my pride I assumed his nature, but I was wrong. I was many a time wrong. If only my pride had not been too strong, I would have let his love outshine it all. But I ignored, nay, I discouraged my own affections, affections for a man that I know love dearly. Affections that were hidden behind terrible complexion of love and loyalty and of pride and prejudice. So I suppose in the end it was not pride at all. It was loyalty that got in the way. We both had engaged in a battle to defend close friends. And we did nothing but hurt them all. But then came a moment when our pride and our loyalty were outshined by a great downfall, a love that I saw as an affliction. It grew and grew, and it moved through the checkerboard of the countryside. And through the gritty dance halls of the town, and it penetrated my mind and broke my pride. So now I suppose it was not pride at all that pierced me in the side, but it was understanding, a bond, not a prejudice at all. It was love, I suppose. Not pride at all.